That's right. You are listening to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box. I am your host, KG Smooth, in the studio with me from the Children's Museum of Houston. Or wait, what the Children's Museum? What's the correct title for the Houston's Children's Museum?
Children's Museum of Houston.
Oh, so I was right.
Yeah, you were close.
I was kind of on the right track there. I have Erica. Erica, what's your last name?
Erica Yanez is my last name.
Erica Yanez, and you are the...
I am the public relations associate at the Children's Museum.
Yeah, so I understand that you guys have some incredible things going on this holiday season at the Children's Museum of Houston. Let's talk about some of these events going on.
Right. We have lots of stuff going on at the museum this holiday season. We definitely want to be the holiday headquarters for family fun in Houston. So we've got lots of great things planned. We've got our Grinch's Holiday Workshop, where the Mean One himself will actually be making appearances.
Ooh.
We have Santa visits going on every Saturday before Christmas, as well as on Christmas Eve. And we also have a cute little milk and cookies with Santa event happening on Christmas Eve as well. So you can bring your wish list, have milk and cookies with him, and, you know, tell him what you want for Christmas.
Oh, that sounds awesome. So let's start with the first event with your mean one, Mr. Grinch. It's the Hearts and Soul Growing Up in Korea. That's one of them.
That is one of the new exhibits that we have this year. It's a cultural exhibit that it's brand new. We actually helped create the exhibit, and it was funded by several people in Korea and here in the States, the American Association of Children's Museums. And it's a cultural exhibit that focuses on children in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
So there's five kids that we feature, and it's basically just learning about their lifestyle, learning how kids in Korea interact with each other and what things interest them. There's a Taekwondo studio. There's a Korean pop studio, so you can actually perform dances with the Korean pop dancers and sing songs with them and see yourself on screen. It's actually really cool.
Oh, yeah.
It's
so
my
the
favorite
kids
part.
Will get a little taste of Korean culture.
Yes, it's a really great interactive exhibit. Visit one of their apartments, see what they eat. It's just really awesome.
What was the inspiration behind that? Like, whose idea was it to come up like, hey, let's feature Seoul, Korea and expose the kids to their culture and what they do there?
We actually received a grant from an association. I'm not really sure the name
mm-hmm.
of it. We received a grant from them to create an Asian focused exhibit. And so with that, we also got a grant from the Freeman Foundation. And so we worked with someone who is on our board. She is from Korea. And so she was able to really help lead that project. And so we had some of our education staff actually go to South Korea and meet these children. So the people who we are focusing on in the Korean exhibit are actually, you know, real life children from Korea. So we met with them, just, you know, kind of went through the day-to-day lifestyles that they had, interviewed them. And so we brought everything that we learned from Korea to Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And so this exhibit is going to, you know, it launched here, but it's actually going to run through throughout the U.S. So we were like the, you know, the grand opening celebration for this exhibit.
Okay. And how long is this particular exhibit?
This exhibit will run through May of next year. So 2015.
Oh, wow. So you've got plenty of time.
Yes. And I definitely encourage everyone to come check it out because it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Okay. Now back to my original one, the Grinch Holiday Workshop. What will that entail? It sounds absolutely just a lot of fun.
It is. It's a very interactive, hands-on exhibit. There's lots of great activities happening in there. Everything in that workshop is inspired by Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Mm.
So you can have a Whoville feast with the Grinch, you know, like they do at the end.
Yeah.
There's a play castle in there that you can play in, just kind of like inspired by the Whoville houses that you see in the books as well. You can also create puppets, finger puppets, and, you know, relive the book. And then, of course, you can see the Grinch every Sunday in the museum, as well as all week on the week of Christmas.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a lot of fun.
And actually, a perk is if you take a photo with the Grinch and post it on our social media accounts, Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and use the hashtag Grinch Holiday, you'll be entered into a contest to win prizes. So you can win museum tickets. You can win memberships. There's lots of great prizes we're giving out this holiday season.
Oh, man, it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Houston is steadily growing. Every day we've got people moving down here from across the country, across the world, I mean, really, because this is the most ethnically diverse city that I have lived in.
I agree. And we actually see close to 1 million people a year that come to the museum, whether it's here at the museum, through our outreach programs, a lot of programs that we have, we are able to have buses go out to the schools around Houston and then also bring them to the museum to enjoy the museum with their families or through a field trip. And of course, we have tourists, we have so many tourists visiting Houston these days. And
yeah.
So we are America's number one children's museum, and we definitely try to live up to that standard every day and give everyone just a really enjoyable experience each time they come.
Yeah, that's a tall order to feel. First of all, that's a prestigious title to have, and I'm sure an even bigger order to, maintain that reputation of being the number one children's museum in the country. So for those that are new and don't know where the museum is, maybe want to know the history, can you give us a brief history about the Children's Museum of Houston, how long it's been around, and, everything that you all offer?
The museum has been around for actually more than 25 years. It started by some parents that just wanted to have an area for kids to interact and also have an educational aspect to that, too.
Yeah.
We actually expanded the museum in 2009. So we actually have 14 galleries in the museum. It's a three-story museum. You can learn everything.
It is huge.
It's huge.
It
yeah.
is. I've been through it myself. It is huge.
It's definitely an area that you will have. You can spend a whole day there and probably still not take care of everything and see everything that we have. There's 14 galleries, and you can actually learn anything from engineering, learning financial literacy, learning about the importance of fitness and maintaining a healthy lifestyle, how water works and how we use it for energy, everything. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that you can learn. And so it's definitely a fun and educational aspect as well.
Yes. So you all also offer some great free events. I know one of the events that 97.9 The Box and our sister station Magic 102 attended was the Happy House.
Yes.
The Happy Halloween House, which was a great thing because it was free. And so what other events, there's a lot of families out there that probably can't, afford on a regular to, go out and take a family of four to the Children's Museum. Is there any special exhibits or holidays or days of the week where a family can come and enjoy for a discounted price?
Yes, we are actually open every Thursday night from 5 to 8 p.m. For free family night. So all families are invited to join us every Thursday night. It is absolutely free, and you will be able to enjoy all of the exhibits and activities that you would see during the day as well. So lots of great stuff, and we definitely enjoy always having you guys every year.
Yeah.
I love seeing the costumes. Halloween is my favorite time of the year at the museum.
Yeah, it's so fun. You guys do it up really big. You guys do everything really big at the Children's Museum. Let's talk about the need. Is there a particular need that you all see when the kids come through, or maybe just through conversation that you may overhear with the parents or the children themselves that they wish that there was more of, possibly?
Well, I think everything that we have, a lot of kids, they're in school all day, and the last thing they want to do is think about going to a museum where they're learning.
Right.
So we bring that fun aspect of it. You could be making your own toy car and you're learning engineering at the same time. And so I think that's where we kind of come in and just really try to feel like, or think of ways for kids to enjoy themselves and have fun and say, I had a great time at the museum today, but they were actually learning and they can take it home, apply the same skills and knowledge into the activities they have at home as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's great. For those who are listening, what are the different, what am I trying to say here? Get it out, KG Smooth. I'm having a brain fart. This normally never happens. This rarely ever happens to me. The different exhibits, as we talked about, you said they can learn science, some engineering. They're teaching. What is the main goal of the Children's Museum in terms of, is there an educational, a particular educational lean that you all have? Do you focus on science? Do you try to focus on math more? Is there one subject that is greater than?
We focus on everything. Our mission statement is, you know, exploring children's learning through innovative experiences. And so what we are trying to do is just teach, you know, kids every aspect of, you know, things that they can learn and apply in real life. And so we actually have Wonder Weeks that happen in the museum. Every week we have a new theme. So one week could be exploring math. One week could be exploring engineering. One week could be learning about different cultural celebrations. And so, for example, we have our Seasons of Sharing exhibit happening right now at the museum, which is also a holiday exhibit. And so what kids are doing is they're exploring how holiday traditions are celebrated around the world. So you're learning about Hanukkah, you're learning about Kwanzaa, Las Posadas, which is a Mexican celebration. You're learning about all of these different things when you're coming to the museum and also engaging in the same activities and traditions that they have in those countries.
Absolutely. For people listening, they say, well, hey, this sounds like a great place. I may want to volunteer or work. Do you all need volunteers or do you have employed workers?
We love volunteers. We definitely encourage anyone who'd love to volunteer for us to visit our website. They can visit our website and find out all the information they need. You could be a kid volunteer, you could be a teenager if you want to volunteer, or you could be an adult. We accept any kind of volunteer work that we are offered. So yeah, we definitely encourage volunteers.
Okay. And what's the website that they can go to?
It's at cmhouston.org.
cmhouston.org in case you want to volunteer your time at the Children's Museum of Houston. They've got so many great things going on this holiday season with the Heart and Soul Growing Up in Korea, and for the holiday season, the Grinch Holiday Workshop, where they can meet the mean one, Mr. Grinch himself, and Santa will be there. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. So kids, make sure that you are being nice so mom or dad can take you to go see Santa and his reindeers when they visit the museum. And could you give us those dates again on the holiday exhibits that are going on now?
We have our Seasons of Sharing exhibit and our Grinch's Holiday Workshop happening every day through January 5th. We also have our Santa visits happening every Saturday in December before Christmas and also on Christmas Eve. And then, of course, the main event that's been really popular is meeting Santa and his reindeer. You can meet him on Sunday, December 21st, and that's going to be a great event. Don't forget your cameras because it's going to be a great photo op.
So Santa's really going to bring his reindeer?
Yes.
You hear that,
kiddies? A live reindeer.
Ooh, will it be Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, or Blitzen, or maybe even Rudolph, huh?
Maybe. You'll have to come find out.
You have to come find out. Go check out the Houston Children's Museum, the Museum Children. I can't even know. What is wrong with me today, this Sunday morning? The Children's Museum of Houston here with Erica. Thank you so much for coming through and letting the city know about what is going on this holiday season.
Thanks for having me. It's definitely a pleasure coming to visit.
Oh, not at all. Thanks for coming through. And you are listening to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.